As a cops reporter for 25 years in Ciudad Juarez, Miguel Vargas has written hundreds of news stories about murder on the border. This one was personal.
Muy estimada por todos. Muy estimada, muy querida.
On a cool early morning in the state of Chihuahua in late March, journalist Miroslava Brish was shot 8 times as she pulled out of her garage to take one of her kids to school. The killer left a note that read, "Por Lenguona, for being a big mouth."
Nos hemos acostumbrado a vivir.
Brish was well-loved and shouldn't have died like this, Vargas says. We spoke in the atrium of his newspaper at Norte in Ciudad Juarez. Sunlight fell through the lobby's windows onto a simple shrine to Brish. Her smiling portrait with her auburn hair and almond eyes, a pair of roses, votive candles, tools like those she carried, a brass quill pen, an old notebook, an iPhone box, the Saturday edition of El Norte reporting her murder on the front page. Days later, reporters here gathered outside the federal attorney general's compound. Some wore t-shirts with Brish's photo. They duct taped their mouths closed and stood silently while others photographed them. The message, the press had been silenced. Mayra Celine Gonzalez is a radio reporter here.
No solamente la matan a ella, o sea, matan la verdad, es algo que nos duele a todos.
Brish was admired. Her death hurts, but Gonzalez says it also leaves her feeling vulnerable. She was the third journalist in Mexico killed in March, then a fourth in early April, and then Vargas's newspaper shut down days later. The Trump administration inherits a border that's far quieter than the headlines Juarez drew during Barack Obama's years in office. The city stopped carrying the moniker of the world's deadliest. In 2010, it registered 3,000 homicides, nearly 10 a day. Right now, it's averaging about 2 a day. But just like the rest of Mexico, those numbers are climbing. Between 2015 and 2016, homicides in the country as a whole jumped nearly 25%. In early April, two Americans from the Rio Grande Valley were shot and wounded in a gunfight between security forces and cartel members in Reynosa. The city across from McAllen, Texas, has long been held by the Gulf Cartel. 15 years of violence have left her scars. Dr. Jose Fernandez has been an orthodontist for 30 years. His office sits immediately across the border at what was once a serene outdoor mall in the Reynosa's medical tourism district. On this late March morning, his is the only business open here.
Pues sí me ha afectado porque las personas que vienen de Estados Unidos, los pacientes, a veces tienen miedo, no quieren venir.
He says he attracts shoppers walking across because he's close to the port of entry, but still his business has dropped by half of what it once was. Cross-border companies are struggling to find a way to bring U.S. shoppers back. They work with people like Joel Davila.
We're from the across the border from McAllen. We work in media over there in the RGV, in the Rio Grande Valley, as we like to say it.
But he's up against a solid reputation of violence.
It's like anything else. It's like a lot of times beliefs are more powerful than reality.
He argues that people run the same risk in the U.S. and that crime rates in Reynosa are equitable to crime rates in major U.S. towns. Davila has a tough job, and he's not getting a whole lot of help from the U.S. When Attorney General Jeff Sessions spoke in Nogales in early April, for example, he threatened drug cartels, human smuggling gangs, and anyone who would assault an American agent.
This is a new era. This is the Trump era.
But unlike his predecessors, both under former Presidents Obama and George W. Bush, he didn't speak about cooperating with Mexico on tackling organized crime together. Michel Marisco, KJZZ News, reporting from Reynosa, Mexico.